Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any questions, show ideas, or would you like to be a guest, you can send me an email at insightintohealing@gmail.com and check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at ccbpublishing.com/aservodidio.html. And for an autographed copy, send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Well, tonight I have such an exciting show. On the line, I have Nancy DeRosa. She's a colleague, she's a fellow author, and also a friend. We will be talking about her book, Food for Thought, The First Course, published by Black Opal Books. The book is about five single women that are searching for love in every food establishment in the tri-state area. Emma Craven and her friends are lonely but happy to have one another and decide to meet every Saturday night, hoping for fun, good food, and adventure. Emma Craven meets Chef Gary Parker in Murray's Grill and Sparks Fly. Emma is overjoyed to meet such a perfect man until Gary's ex-fiance comes back into the picture. Real thin and sexy, Chloe is everything Emma is not, or so she thinks. Food for Thought, First Course, is a highly entertaining story about love, family, and friendship. This new book by Nancy DeRosa speaks to all of us and provides a highly rewarding tale of how Emma thinks she's a bit overweight and realizes when she becomes thin due to her mother's illness, she's never been so unhappy. She begins to lose her poor self-image and takes control of her life. Emma finally realizes she is more than worthy to have a good man to love her and have the great career she always dreamed of. This book is told in an upbeat, highly entertaining style with fast-paced dialogue and savvy use of language. Nancy, welcome to Insight into Healing. I'm just so excited to have you on this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Alexa. I'm so excited to be here and talk about this. I really appreciate being on your show.
Oh, yes, and it was so wonderful that I met you at the Barnes & Noble local festival for authors and that we happened to be sitting right next to each other and it just clicked.
It's you know, that doesn't happen often, and when you have that chemistry, you just know it, and you just, we became fast friends so quickly. I just, that doesn't happen just very often, and I'm so excited that we got to meet one another and to be able to have this time together tonight.
Yes, yes, and your book is so incredible. I love how you've combined food, recipes, and also a really good story about, I think, where a lot of people can relate to. How did this come about?
Well, the Food for Thought series, I have first course, and I also have second course published by Black Opal Books. The second book is out now, and it just is like slices of life, something we just all can relate to. All of the characters, even the secondary characters, are well developed. So we're not only on the journey of the main character, we're on the journey of all the other characters that circle around Emma. And what happens, it's so relatable, and all of these characters are composites of everyone, of all of us, our insecurities, our desires, our disappointments, our struggles with family, with friends, with work, men. There's just so many conflicts that we have every day, and how do they choose to make their lives better? How do they choose higher or lower or in the middle? And what I love about my main character in the series, and I'm just finishing up Just Desserts, which is the third of the series, which is going to be out next year. It's you're in Emma's mind. You're in her inner world and how she thinks when she's interacting with others. And we all have our moments, and we may not show that to the world, of how we feel insecure, or we feel that maybe we were snarky, we chose lower, we didn't really treat that person well. And you can see in this series how her growth, her maturity of how she takes responsibility for how she is with others and with herself. And as she grows and learns that part of her problems that she has may be due to her own choices, it's something that I think we all have that same journey. We all are making choices every day in relation to others, our work, our colleagues, and sometimes we don't make the best choices. But it's also really fun because it really shows friendship and the conflicts in friendship. Like, my characters are so real and relatable. Everyone will see something of themselves in them. They have arguments. Sometimes they may drink too much. They get insecure. My main character is insecure within her family dynamic. She has sister-in-laws. They're so perfect. They cook. They make wreaths. She thinks her mother would prefer spending time with them than with her. And what I write about, what happens at the dinner table, what unfolds is what I talk about. And the fun twist of this is the food becomes the prop as the social interactions take place. Every chapter is a new day, and as we have a new day, and the food becomes threaded and woven into this food-centric series. What does she eat when she goes to these restaurants? Each restaurant, and they go into many restaurants, picnics, diners. Almost every chapter has "we're sitting at the table, what's going to happen" type of theme. And I highlight each of these recipes and what they're eating. And my Emma has a love of food. She just loves food. She's always battling. She has a little bit of a poor self-image. And she has to learn that she's looking at herself askew, that she's not quite as heavy. She's actually pretty normal looking, but she doesn't think she is. And how does she tackle that? And I think a lot of women have poor self-image, you know, and they won't maybe project that out into the world, but in their inner sanctum, they do feel that way. So she's real. They make mistakes. They have arguments. They have bad days. One of her friends is overly smothering to men. Another friend is just so idealistic and innocent that she's not really seeing what's going on. They're all striving to have a better life and to find love. And that's which each Saturday night it starts out off in first course. They go into a new restaurant and there's always some drama. There's always something that goes on. The first night of the first course, they go into Murray's Grill. And Emma Craven sees Gary Parker, the head chef of Murray's Grill, and he's flipping salmon steaks in the air like they're pizza pies. And she immediately falls for him. So it's like a match made in heaven because he loves to cook. She loves to eat. And, you know, they have troubles and they have problems. And his ex-fiance is just so, it's such a nemesis for her character because she's beautiful and she's very thin and she's very confident, everything that Emma feels she isn't. So how does she match her? How does she interact with her? How does she get over that insecurity and jealousy that she feels towards this woman that wants her man back? She made a mistake. You know, she broke off the engagement with this chef and she wants him back. And all of these different experiences with her brothers and her mother, and her mother becomes ill, and how does she tackle that? And she has this dream to be a teacher. That's her dream. She's working, and it's such a fun workplace. We have Mr. Garber and Kelsey that works at her company, and it's kind of a dead-end job, but she loves her boss, and what goes on with her boss is hilarious but also sad at the same time, and with the receptionist that works there. So again, all of these secondary characters are very well developed, and their interaction, very dialogue-driven story, and it's fast-paced, and everything that can that can really unfold in life is what I write about. So it's very realistic and relatable.
I think what's so great, it's able to speak to people on a level where they can relate to. And I think one also bringing up the universal theme of sitting down to have a meal is a time to, as tradition through the years, especially in Italian families, is
yes.
relating to who's at the dinner table, opening up, talking, enjoying food, feeling comfortable, going through what's happening to the day. And then having these different women having these different experiences while life is happening to them, because isn't that what life is all about? We meet up with our friends or family, we go out to eat, we make food, and we talk about what's going on in our lives.
It's our social, most of our social interactions take place at the coffee shop or the cafe or a restaurant or the kitchen table or the dining room table. That's how we gather. And that's how each of these chapters are set up. And the food, again, is woven into the storyline. All of the, and the recipes will be available. We're starting to work on a food-centric series based lightly on my books and the meals that I make, but also meals that I make for my family. We're going to be working with Foodie TV. I have Star Baby Enterprises, Jordan Gelber, who is going to produce the show, and we're going to talk about life, have guests on, do cooking demonstrations, some of it highlighted from my series, the Food for Thought series, and some of it just from guests, having them over. What's your traditional meal? What makes you happy? What did your mother make you that you loved? So it's going to be really food-centric, very much so, based loosely off my series. And it's going to be so fun. We're shooting our first segments on Friday, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Wow.
Because this can springboard, this series springboards into food, into what we like to eat and how we like to share it with others and how we break bread with our friends and family, and what we talk about, which, of course,
yes.
can be politics, which can be a little bit of a conflict these days, but
yes,
we'll try.
Yes.
I'm going to definitely put a chapter in about that.
Yes. What's so incredible about you is really stands out is that you have a passion for cooking. You have a passion
yes.
for writing, and I love that you put them together, because so many times, you know, I have different, you know, aspects of my careers and layers that I do, and so many times we're told you have to choose one, and it's you found your niche, you found what's your passion and what you really soar in, and you're living your dream and putting it together.
Oh, well, thank you, Alexa, for saying that. I am trying, because it is authentic to me. I've been cooking for my three kids and my husband and my friends and family for over 30 years. And it's the best memories I have are Christmas Eve, you know, cooking for a big group, or Thanksgiving, or just having friends over for pasta and wine. Like, there's nothing better. It's like a warm hug. You're not just giving somebody food and meals. You're giving them love that you would prepare, you know, a meal for them and want to share it in your home with them. And I think that that's like food for the soul, that food is more than just, you know, eating something by the TV. It just gives love and opens up discussions at the dinner table and interactions. And that's why
yeah.
I was so passionate to write these books, to bring these characters together. Go ahead.
One of our listeners in the chat room, Mary Kay, had mentioned about device-free dinners, which I think brings up a very important thing, that nowadays everybody's on the computer, they're on their phone, they're on this, that it's really, we need to be brought back to these type of meals, which I feel your book, your show series is really going to bring how important and this tradition needs to be. It needs to be still real and realistic.
And that's so important, because the food that I cook and what I want to show in the series, and of course have guests with their favorite products and meals, it doesn't have to be so overwhelming to have your friends over for a nice meal. I want to cook everyday meals for everyday families. It's not going to be time intensive or too overwhelming. They're going to be very easy assembled meals, and I'm very much about making something preparing before your guests come. Meals that are pretty much done even before the guests come, and you can pop it in the oven or put it where it has to be so that you can enjoy your guests. I really am very drawn to those type of recipes, and it doesn't have to be a big time, taking time away from your day to that extent, because I think a lot of people get overwhelmed to make a meal or have a little dinner party. And it, once you start and once you get used to working these, ingredients that I would like to show for these meals, you will be surprised at how easy it is to gather everyone together. And just opening up a bottle of wine is a cause of celebration and a party. And just sitting, it doesn't have to be a fancy meal.
Yes. Do you pick do you have a certain theme with your food, a certain type of food, or do you really incorporate all different flavors, all different styles?
I have every type of style. I make, of course, I'm half Portuguese, half Italian, and the first segments will be a Portuguese dish that my grandmother brought over with her when she was a very young girl. She didn't have much. She had very little when she came over here from Portugal, but what she had was her great-grandma's chicken and rice. And I have done cooking demonstrations with this meal, and it's so relevant today. It's so versatile. In one pot, it can be a dinner party. You put hot sauce around, cornbread, Portuguese bread. It's just a really delicious and healthy meal that cooks in one pot, and it's still relevant today. There's so many different things you can add to it, and I cook it for my family and my friends, and I also, pastas, I can make any pasta. I'm so loving pasta and, of course, carbs. and I make a lot of different pasta dishes. I make a Mexican, just so many different types of food. I can pretty much make anything and have made so many different types of meals for my family and friends. Fish, I love making different types of fish.
What do you think came first, your characters writing the book, the recipes? What do you think kind of directed the book, if either one?
Well, it was so funny. It was published as a short story a while ago, and then I just started developing, and I remember the editor of this literary journal said, "What comes next?" Because it was a short story, and I said, "What comes next?" And it just happened that I just started writing, and it just came from within me to put the food and the meals and highlight that, weave it into the storyline with the five girlfriends and the families. There's a lot of characters that thread in it a lot. Again, it's so fast-paced, very dialogue-driven. Eventually, I would like to shop it around for a series or a movie, because I think it's so adaptable to a screenplay because of the fast-paced nature of the book and the dialogue and action. There's constant action, dialogue. So it lends itself to that type of outlet. So I'm also looking into extending it into that type of area as well. So we're starting to springboard, and I'm just so excited because this comes from my heart. It's so authentic. The friendships, what happens, the changes in friendships, how the support that you get from your friends. It's very realistic, all of the different dynamics that happen with all my characters. We'll all relate to them because they're real.
Yeah. And I think you can tell your passion about your book,
thank you, Alexa.
You're so genuine. I think you as a person too are so genuine, are so passionate.
Thank you so much.
Or that people want to be around and listen to what you're saying and learn your cooking.
It's so funny because I love my girlfriends. I'm so supportive. If their happiness is my happiness, I really am that kind of a person and supportive. So I try to weave that into this, but then show the problems that can arise. You have a group of, you know, five women. Some of them may not get along with each other as well as the other women. And I really try to be realistic, but I love these characters. They're a part of me. I really can't wait to see what they do next. I'm finishing up the third book. The first two are out, and we're going to go on to After Dinner Drinks. I'm going to bring these characters all the way until their assisted living facility. They start out in the 20s, in their 20s, and they're often going right through to see the passages of time, how it changes us, and how we deal and how we grow, and you, especially in Just Desserts. You really see how life is just a little more complicated, a little more serious. There's a lot more on all of their plates and the changes that take place and how this affects them, not just in their relationships, but in their workplace, with their families, with their men. You know, a lot of them are still searching for that right guy because that can be very difficult, and I want to show how hard it is, even in today, with all the apps for dating and getting together. It's really hard to find that one, not just for women, but for men. And I'd like to show how that search unfolds. Also, a big component of this book is they open up in second course. Gary Parker and Emma open up the Green Spruce Grill, and I really worked very hard to show a realistic depiction of how it is to open, what it takes, what it entails to open up a restaurant and get it running. The problems that arise, the stresses, the problems between Gary and Emma from this opening of a new restaurant, the menu planning, the hiring, the servers and that difficulty, which actually also some really funny. The one thing I have to say about the series is it is funny. This, you know, I believe even in serious or upsetting scenarios, you can see the humor. And even
I agree.
With vulnerability, like a lot of them are so, you see their vulnerability, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I know I have problems, you know, which we all have. And I always have a thing for when people are honest about when they're feeling a little insecure, a little vulnerable, like we've all felt that. And when they're actually honest about it, I always warms my heart that when people can let their guard down, so that's like a real thing that I always like to show in my books. And what goes on in the restaurants is just hilarious and poignant and also not so hilarious sometimes. But I wanted to try to really show a very real picture of what it takes for this couple to get this restaurant on the ground. Off the ground. And another part and very important component that is threaded throughout the series, the in-laws, because now she has in-laws in the second book, and throughout this whole series, she doesn't really get along with her man's family. And how many of us have had that problem? And
so you're really hitting these topics that relate to everyone. If it's not them, it's someone in their family, and providing one that people realize I'm not alone going through these things, and two, also showing so people can actually see how other people work through it to give them tools or education or comfort and support.
That's exactly what I'm attempting to do, is to show that it's hard sometimes to get along with in-laws, and I really developed that storyline as well. What goes on with that? And there's a lot that goes on with that. Some of it funny, some of it not so funny. And so that's another big part, a big slice of life in this series, is the in-laws. There's just so much that goes on, and it's pretty much everything that happens in life to most of us at one time or another. Her passion to teach, she's back at school, what the struggles that she goes through, and at one point how difficult it is for her to do this, which I don't want to give away too much of the story, but we all have that, our desires to be better and to follow our dream, and sometimes that's not so easy. And so I try to really show that as well, reveal that.
And you brought up a great topic. The next question, where can my readers, well, I know Barnes & Noble, how do people find your book? How do they order your book? Where can
they
reach you? How can they follow you?
They can absolutely go to Barnes & Noble. It's in a lot of the Barnes & Nobles. It's on Kindle. It's in Amazon. It's on pretty much Google Play, pretty much every app that you can download it, and it's at the bookstores as well, at Barnes & Noble. So they can pretty much find it anywhere. And they can follow me on my Facebook page.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They can follow me on my Facebook page or at my website.
And what are those? Where can they find that? What are the links?
Well, www.derosabooks.com, and I'm public. All they have to put in is author Nancy DeRosa from my Facebook.
Amazing. Because, I mean, you have 3 books. I mean, it is just amazing all the work that you've done and that you are doing. It's so impressive, and it's really important, I think, for people to realize how important you can combine your dreams and your passions to make them really happen.
You know, it's so funny because the thing that maybe I really want to say to the listeners is it took me, I've published other books, it took me so long to get my first book published. I've gotten many rejections. I've been disappointed. And I really believe in that 10,000-hour analogy. If you really, no matter what it is, if you want it, you have to go for it. You can't give up. When you get knocked down, you have to put your feet back on the ground and believe in yourself, believe in what you're trying to do, and it will happen for you. And I really believe that. It may not happen tomorrow. You can't, you know, fast results sometimes in big dreams or any dream that you have, it doesn't just happen or fall in your lap, but it will happen no matter what it is that you want. If you want it bad enough, you're going to make that happen. And I'm a true believer. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication, but it definitely will come to fruition just to follow your dreams. And I'm a big believer in that.
And it shows. And I think if you read my mind, I was just about to ask you, what advice would you give someone starting out or wanting to? And it's incredible. I couldn't have said it better, that it's really about not giving up, showing up, going after your dream. Yes, there's sometimes some roadblocks, but you can always work through them. Don't get discouraged.
And I had so many people say to me, it's very difficult to get published. You're not going to get published. Nobody gets published nowadays. Why are you even trying? You're not going to get published. You should do. And my inner voice, the little, you know, insecure part of me, and let's just admit it, everybody can feel less than at times or insecure. We all have that little chatter in our head that tells us negative things. Everyone has that. And when people would say that to me, I would believe them. And a little part of me would say, why am I doing this? What am I doing? Like, I would question it. Mm-hmm. But then that other part of me said, I'm not listening to anybody. Especially, you know, going into Barnes & Noble and seeing me on my book on the poster. And it really brought it to a reality that, like, I didn't listen to the naysayers and the people that told me this isn't going to happen for you. You should just give up. And I didn't listen to them. And that's what we all have to not listen to other people. Just listen to ourselves inside. And that's going to be the compass that you're going to follow. And that's going to bring you where you need to be.
Well, we're towards the end of the show, and again, I just wanted to thank you so much for being on the show. And anything coming up, I know you have a lot of stuff coming up with the taping. Any other projects that you're working on? Because I know you're also an actress.
Yes. Well, I have the Foodie TV filming on Friday. I'm so excited. And I also, thank you so much for asking me about that. I was so excited. A film I was in, Home By Now, by Ash Yagnik, is on Amazon. Just got accepted onto Amazon, so it's you can see it on Amazon. So I'm really, really excited about that. And just different things are coming up, and I'm just trying to seize that moment and try to get everything, you know, to just accomplish all that I can accomplish. And I'm loving it. I love all that I do and all that I try to do. So, yeah, it's I'm very happy about it, and I'm just so happy to be able to come on your show and talk about it. And I thank all the listeners for sharing this time with me and listening to my books and what I'm doing in Foodie TV. And so thank you so much, everyone.
And you are so welcome. And it's just such, it's such a pleasure to have you on, and cannot wait to
thank
have you,
you
on again and share your continued success.
Yes, and look for me. Pretty soon my recipes are going to be up and running, and we're going to just, you know, try to expand from there. And I hope you'll look at my books and enjoy them and have a good laugh as well. And thank you so much. I'm so happy to have had this opportunity.
You're welcome. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.